All right, so we're going to continue. All right, should we just summarize quickly? Let's just summarize quickly. We've been doing the sugya and the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara raises the question: how could a chayr shot of a katan write a get? They don't have das. Lav b'nei de'a ninu. So Rashi says, therefore, they don't know how to write lishma. Right? They don't know how to write lishma. But Rav Huna says you can solve that problem with a gadol omed al gabov. So you see that when he says lav b'nei de'a ninu, doesn't mean that they don't have the ability to do lishma. Doesn't mean that it's impossible for them to do lishma. Not like a brainless, right? They have so. What is the problem? What is the problem, and what's the solution? And the proof is also because the Gemara says by an oved kachavim, a gadol omed al gabov should help too. But the Gemara is grouping that the oved kachavim, who certainly has das, into the category of chayr shot of a katan over here. So we went through the Tosfos and we came out like this. Just as a brief review, that each one is a different problem. The Cheresh, Shota, V'Katan are three different problems, right? Let's start with the Katan. The Katan is an undeveloped Das. He's not fully developed. Okay? He's not a fully developed Das. He has das. He has a certain amount of das, but so he can understand. He can understand the concepts, right? He can understand the concepts, but what is he lacking?
Knowledge.
He's lacking the knowledge. He's lacking the knowledge of the particulars. So if somebody told the cotton to write a get, and he came back with the get, we would say he doesn't really know what he doesn't really know all the details of what he's supposed to be doing. Maybe he copied somebody that he saw doing something, but we don't trust that he has all the information to really know what he's supposed to do. So that's lo yadu lichtov lishma. By him, he's not going to know how to write lishma simply because he's uneducated. He has a certain amount of the mental capacity is not the problem. The mental capacity is not the problem. It's being well informed and keeping that information.
Isn't the other developed?
Well, you see, that's the thing. You can't say that he can't understand it. You have to say that you have to. There has to be a way that you can tell that he understands it. That has to be up to the person who's doing it. I mean, obviously, cutting doesn't mean from birth through 12 years, and it has to be means a cotton who you tell it to him, and he says, "I understand it." And like Tosa says, "You're malamed and you're mazir." You teach him, and then you warn him, or you command him, you tell him. So you give him the charge, and he can accept it. He can accept it. The problem with him in general is that we don't trust that he really understands everything that he's supposed to do on his own. He's not going to tell him to write the get. He's not going to know all of what to do. So you can't assume that he did it properly. But if you are malamed him,
why would we be worried about that if we saw the finished product?
Because you don't know that he's doing it lishma. That's the problem. You don't know he's doing it lishma. He could have just copied it somewhere. But if you instruct him and you give him all the information, then he does it, so we know he has the capacity, and now he has the instruction. So now we say it's good. Okay, so by the cutting it's good. Chayrish is also similar. Chayrish is similar. Chayrish is not that he's incapacitated, mentally incapacitated. It's that he has no access to the outside world. So again, in terms of communicating and knowing what to do, we don't say that he knows. But again, Tos is saying if you tell him and he responds and he does it, then you know that he understands. Okay? So that's why in those two cases, by the Katan and the Cheresh, Tos says they would be good by Chalitza.
What does that mean he doesn't have
That's a good question. I don't know. But on those two cases, the Tosa says that they'd be good by Chalitza. Whereas by Shota, the Tosefta says the Shota would not be good by Chalitza. Even though the Shota would be good by a get, the Shota would not be good by Chalitza. So Tosa says, why? Because the Shota, by Chalitza, it's not nicker. It's not nicker that he's doing it b'kavana. Chalitza needs kavana. It's not nicker. But by a get, it's muchach. Because he writes down, he tell him what to do, and he gets shmo, shmo, shemira, v'shemira. Okay, so why do you need it to be muchach by the shota? Right, it was by the katan and the cheresh. You don't need it to be muchach milsa, because they'd be good by chalitza, right? So you don't need muchach milsa by the cheresh and the katan. But by the shota, you need buchach milsa. That's why Tosis distinguishes in the cheresh between the get and the chalitza. So that's what we're trying to explain. The katan and the cheresh are not. It's not a matter of a mental incapacity. It's a matter of knowing what to do. Right. Either because he's immature, he doesn't have the experience, never learned. I mean, both of them are limited access to the facts, basically. But the shota is a different problem. The shota, the problem is that we don't trust his thinking. We don't believe that he can think properly, and we don't believe he acts rationally and follows any and perceives a concept. He can't grasp an idea. So there we need him to demonstrate that he really is getting the concept. He's getting the idea. So when you have something like a get, which you explain it to him, and it has a certain logical structure, and the components relate to each other in a certain way, then if he goes ahead and does it exactly that way, then we say he grasped it. We're saying that it doesn't mean you're not feeding him word for word. It only makes sense if you hold gadol omer al gabav means that he instructed him. He instructed him exactly what to do, and then he does it. If he tells him, write this, 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 and the guy does it word for word, then there's no raya. Then it's just like chalitza. But he has to. In other words, in every case, you have to remedy the problem. The problem by the shota, though, is we don't have confidence that he grasps an idea. He could take a simple instruction, but kavana is a little bit of a higher level. A level of some conceptual level already. He's an exceptional shota.
Isn't the shema kind of kavana?
Yeah. So
why
he has.
How does it help?
Because he can have kavana. If we can see that he gets the idea, then he can have lishma. Then he can do it lishma.
So that shouldn't that be true also by?
But by chalitza, we can't tell what. You can't tell if he's just doing these actions. In other words, there's no conceptual entity that these things put together. They just seem like random acts. They're basically random acts. So you can't. It's not a demonstration that he's getting a higher level of that he's capable of a higher level of abstract thought, of a concept. It could be he just can memorize to do these acts. But you have to say that it's simple. It's simple. Simple acts. But the writing of a get is demonstrates that he has a higher level of knowledge. And that's why it's good. Yeah. I think by the chalitza, lemaisa, they tell him, the basin is there, telling them every step what to do. But exactly how much instruction the guy has to be able to take and do back is not clear. I couldn't tell you that.
Do you execute chalitza for a shota?
No. No, but Tosa says they're puzzled because they're a shota. As opposed to the cheresh and the katan, they're puzzled only because of gzeiras hakasav.
Right.
But they would be able to do the maisa. But the shota can't do the maisa chalitza. Because you can't demonstrate that he has the idea of kavana, but by a get, the complexity of it demonstrates that he's capable of that kind of thinking.
Right.
That's what Tosfos is saying. Yeah. I mean, Rashi just says, "Who shall you godel omer al gabav? The omer lo ksov l'torach floni." That's it. The guy just tells them, "Write it for this person." For this person. Doesn't mean constantly. He's right. Doesn't mean he's repeating that constantly while the guy's writing. He means it's under the auspices of a godel. It's under the hashgacha of a godel. Doesn't mean that he's mamish standing on top of him the whole time. Not much that way to me. What would that be adding? Mm-hmm. The only problem. Yeah.
He's messed with that.
No, you see, that's the other way to take it. That the Gadol Omer al Gabav is like supplying the das for this guy's Maisa. Right?
You say that's not what Tosfos is saying.
It's not Mashra from Tosfos or Rashi, because they're saying, well, not maybe Rashi you could learn that way. But Tosfos definitely not. Tosfos says he's Malamdo, Umaz hero. Yeah. But one second. Oh, just to finish off, that's why Oved Kochavim is also brought into this. Because the Gemara is saying he doesn't know. He just simply doesn't know. Right? That's why a guy is brought into the same problem of writing the Get Lishma. Because he doesn't know. So then the Gemara says, oh, so if a guy writes a Get and the stroll is Omer al-Gabav, it should also be good. The Gemara says there's a different problem by the guy. He always does it a daita denashe. Right? Even though you tell him and he knows, that doesn't mean he's gonna do what you're telling him to do. But Rashi says, which again seems to be in line with the idea that it's not the gadol's das, but it's the person's das. Rashi says on that Gemara says, Oval cotton ain't bo das el ma sheze mitzaveu. See that one, Jeremy, on Chaf Gimel, where it says l'daite denafshe of it. So he says the gadol. He says the guy is a problem because he's a gadol. V'esh bo das. Ralphapisha zeh omer lo kain. So even though the Jew tells him what to do, shema hu gomer b'libo l'shem acher. Maybe he has another reason in mind.
Of all, right, something that says you only have one das and a meisa, meaning that his das is like contradicting itself.
Right. Of all cotton ain bo das el lamash zeh mitzaveu. But the cotton is only going to have das for what the guy told him. It's mashma that it's the cotton's das so that's working in the end. The next question is, Vim Tomar Vakati Alav Bnei Shlichus Ninu. So this is we did this a little bit last year, a question of Shlichus. So a cotton is not Bar Shlichus. And Tos saying the Chayrish and the Shota, not Bnei Shlichus. So my mahani, the gadol omer al gabav. So the gadol could be standing there and can be telling him what to do, but he's not going to be a shliach of the baal. Tos is assuming that the ksivas I get is a the mice of the baal. That the baal is kosev the get, and the sofer is a shliach. Okay, go ahead. Who wants to? Yeah. So he says, you don't need shlichus by the ksiva. Because when the Torah says, v'chosav, it's not talking about the baal. It's talking about the sofer. Right. So what does that mean, it's talking about the sofer? Yeah, the pasuk is talking about the sofer? Well, it means it has to be written. That's all it means. It means it just has to be written. It's not a mitzvah on the baal. It's not a chov on the baal. It just has to be written. The obligation is that it's written. So that just means on anybody writes it. Doesn't mean that the sofer is, doesn't mean it's talking about the sofer, it's chayev over here. Okay, so all you need is written. Okay. Okay, so the only thing is you can't just say that it has to be written, because we say later on that unless the baal tells the sofer to write it, and tells the Edom to sign it, it's the get's no good. The get's no good. Mm-hmm. So you see, that seems like a din of shlichus. He has to appoint the sofer to write it. So he says, no, that's not a din of shlichus. That's a din of lishma.
Right.
Interesting. That's a din of lishma.
It has to be his behest.
Has to be, right.
He has to do it.
It has to be lishma. It has to be written for... It has to be written for the man, the woman, and the gerushin. So why can't a guy just write it for them?
Right.
Why can't he just do that? What? bread. And now Tosfos is proving this from what? From the Gemara in Zvachim. Right. Tosfos is saying that if you were an astute sofer, and you heard the fight going on, right, and you write it up with these people in mind for Gerushin, it would be considered stam, even though you have it in mind. You have everything in mind. That would still be considered stam. The Baal needs to tell him to make it lishma for some reason. That's an interesting question. But he's saying, given that it's stam, just follow the logic through. Saying since without the Baal commanding him, it would be stam. That's why it's puzzle. Not that you need shlichus, but you need to have the din of lishma. If it were not at the instruction of the Baal, it would be considered stam. And we know that stam is posel from the Gemara in Zvachim. Okay, good. Let's just finish up the Tosfos over here. Go ahead. V'hadam reish kol haget. Did you get this far?
Yes.
I didn't write it. So the Gemara is mashma later also a problem that says if the guy wrote the get... If someone wrote a get for himself, and then he decided not to use it, but his friend had the same names, right? Isn't that the case over there? So the Gemara says it's posel. Gemara says no good because he didn't write it. So that's also mashma that the Baal has to write it, right? Right. So he said that's also not a problem. That the Baal, it's not a din that the Baal dafka has to write it himself, which would require shlichus,
right.
But it wasn't written for his gerushin. Mm-hmm. Okay. V'hadom aleel yochilna lemifsa lekulu gita, right? The case we started off with, that he said I could passel every get. My time ilay mushum dechsiv v'chosav v'hocha iu kokos v'lei. So the Gemara says, how would you possible to get? Because the Torah says he has to write it, and she's writing it. Right, that's also mashma. he has to write it. Right? From the Torah. And then the Gemara's answer is that somehow the kingdom over there remedies that. But it does seem like you have to fix that problem of having him write it. So he says, no, over there also,
him
writing it. Avinosan samach tavina shiichlov b'tzivuya v'yitain v'ach afilu nichlov b'tzivuya v'lo yoev lo midi d'shalohu. That's a different din. That's really, even though he's asking the kasha on the v'chosav, the kasha is really on the v'nosan. It's not a problem of v'chosav. There's no problem of v'chosav because she's writing it. Right? It's a little bit of a misleading of a difficult gemara because the gemara sounds like the problem is v'chosav. But Tos is saying there's no problem of v'chosav because v'chosav just means by his command. She could also write it by his command. The problem over there was that if she owns the get, he can't give it to her. Right? Like the Ramban learned also that it wasn't really a problem of v'chosav. It's really a problem of v'nosav. Okay, so anyways, Tos takes care of all these problems. And it comes out that what? That you need lishma. Stam is no good. And unless the husband instructs the sofer to write it, it's lacking in lishma. Even if he had all the right parties in mind. Okay. So we wanted to take a look at that Gemara in Zvachim. About stama lishma. Because Tos is saying stama lishma is no good here. You don't say stama lishma. Yeah, so in Zvachim, so the mission is what? Kol Zvachim to nizbichu shelo lishma and sheirim el shelo lebalam shem chova. Right? So Rashi says that what? Yeshechted an Ola for Shlomim. L'shem Shlomim. So it's kosher. What does it mean it's kosher? That you can perceive. You can do the Zrika, you can do the Haktar Semurim. You can eat the parts that are eaten. I mean, not over here, but... The only thing is that what? You can't use it for the Chiyuv of the Baal. And even though the mitzvah is definitely to do it lishma, it's not that shalol lishma is good because you're not doing anything wrong. Even though you're doing it shelo lishma, even though the mitzvah is to do it lishma, if you did it shelo lishma, it still is kosher, but not olu labaylum shem chova. Okay, that itself is an interesting question. But the Gemara over here says that what? There's a grizz on this issue. But anyway, the Gemara says what? The Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah that the only reason why it's not ol lebailam shem chova is because it's shelo lishma. But if it was stama, it would be good. Right? Stama would be completely good. Alma stama nami kilishmondami. So the Gemara wants to derive a general principle here. That stama is lishma. Stama is lishma. What does that mean? Stama is lishma. What does that mean? Stama nami kilishmondami. Right? Okay, let's keep that question in mind for a second. Mm-hmm. Then the Gemara gets stranger. It says, Raminu.
Ramini kolagat.
Okay, how the Gemara knows that at this point is not so simple. But the Gemara says, you're saying stama nami kilishmondami, and apparently the Gemara is taking this as a universal, not a din by kachim. Mm-hmm. Right? So then he says, oh, but there's a contradictory Mishnah. There's a Mishnah by Gittin that says that if a get, the get has to be lishma, and even if it's written stama, it's no good. So you see that stama is not lishma.
Right.
All right, let's take a look at Rashi. Shelo lishman, de'okar shamayu be'edja. What does it mean, shelo lishman? It means you uprooted the name. You uprooted its name. But short of uprooting the name, it'd be good.
No specific das, like if I told him, let's say. You
no, shalol lishma means you have das for the for
right.
a different thing. You're doing an ola,
right,
destroying.
But stama means I'm just doing kachim.
Right, you didn't have a specific, exactly. Right.
Not a specific carbon in mind.
Right.
Okay, so Rashi's learning that what? Rashi's learning that what? That why is stama good? Because you're not oker the das. You're not oker the shame. Apparently meaning that what?
There.
That the shame is there, and what?
As long as you don't mess with it.
Okay, fine. But what about the Isha? Shelo l'shem Isha. So what does it mean? How do you write a get shelo l'shem Isha?
Isha is a
shishma k'shem zu.
So
if you write it, you don't write it for this woman that you're giving it to, right? It was written for another woman whose name is the same. So it's puzzle because it says v'chosav la lishma. So there's a requirement of lishma by get. The requirement of lishma by get. So if you write it, yeah, good. No, over here it's mashma from the Gemara later that you are writing it l'shem gittin, but not l'shem this isha.
Right,
so
not l'shem gittin.
That's not even stama. That's not even stama. That's not even stama. That's just not writing a get at all. I think by the zvachim too, you have to have if you have das chulin, it's no good. You have to have das zvachim. Yeah. So, because the guts of the Gemara says later, the Gemara says, when the Gemara is trying to figure out where, how does it know that stama is good, see, at the very bottom, the Gemara says that the guy wrote it to learn. So it says, maybe that's stama. So the Gemara says, no. So that's not, that can't be, because lo ichtav l'shum krisis klal. That's not even called stama. Right? Right, you see it? What are you saying? Okay, good. So that's and anyway, also the next Rashi says, what's the case of stama? Go ahead. Kigon. David?
Yeah. Stama nami apostle. Kigon in kasu hasofer stam. Hashem Leah. Shiha mizumon
Use the word kain. It means to say, so here from Rashi it's clear he's writing it l'shem gerushin, right? Because he's writing it stam for a leah. He takes the two popular names, and masp, right. So he's ready. Next time the guy walks into the shop and his names are the names in the get, he'll give it to them, right? Okay. Because you can't really prove it from this Mishnah. This Mishnah, you can make the same diak as the Mishnah in Zvachim. You can't learn it from this statement. Okay, but anyway, so that's the problem. The problem is, how come by Zvachim, the Shechita Stama is good? Completely good. And by Gittin, Stama is no good. See, what is it? Is stama lishma or stama not lishma? Is stama lishma or stama not lishma? Okay. Yeah. All right, let's take the answer and then we'll come back, because there are a lot of difficulties here. Go ahead.
So, whereas in the Shani Zvaka, the stam lishma omdin, Yishu b'stama lav v'gerishim omedes.
So, there's a difference. The Kudshim, the Shani, v'tirets rava gufe, the raminu adadi. So Rava was the one who asked the question, right? So he answers it himself. He says like this: a karbon is stamon lishmon omdin. Stamon lishmon omdin. Okay, hilkach kol kamad lo okor shomayu behedja havu lishmon. So that's Rashi going back to the original one. That since it's omed lishmon, whatever that means exactly, it's omed lishmon, if you're not oker it, you're good. But what? But a woman is not omedes legerishin. A woman is not omedes legerishin. A cow that's an ola is omed for that. Right. Yeah. So the Gemara is saying an astounding thing. Of course it would be preposterous, but if every woman was omedes figerishin, then you could write a get stama.
Why is that more preposterous?
What would that mean?
But that's preposterous. I mean, it seems preposterous. Because
Rebbe, what would that mean? They're omed for gerushin. What does that even mean?
What does that mean? It means when you say, I'd like to introduce you to my kala. You say, oh, mazel tov, when's the wedding? Oh, when's the divorce?
Right, that's part of the.
Are women omed for kedushin?
Are they omed for kedushin? No.
Yeah.
No.
So they're no more omed for kedushin than for gerushin.
Yeah, this is like a fantasy world. This is a fantasy halacha world.
Animals are omed karbon.
No, karbonos are omed for lishman, whatever that means. Karbonos. Karbonos. No, that's what Matt...
Karbonos omed the process.
Yes, exactly.
That makes sense.
Zvachim bistama... what is that thing I want to say? I'm sorry. Zvachim bistama lishman omdin. Not behemoth. Zvachim bistama lishman omdin.
They're in the parsha.
But what does it mean, Matt? You were saying that it's not congruous. Why doesn't it say zvachim b'stama l'shman omdim and isha b'stama, or say gittin l'shama? Right. Right. But the problem I have is the whole thing seems like a strange comparison, because I would say like this, that if I take the zevach and I have no das in mind, and I shecht it, so I am doing a maisa, I'm doing the maisa to this animal. This particular zevach I'm holding in my hands and shechting. And it has a designation. So memela, the maisa I'm doing, is this particular animal's maisa. Right? Because you need to do lishma. You need to take the animal and do this shechita to this animal lishma. So here, so I could say that what? That since I'm doing the shechita to this animal, and this animal is waiting for this shechita intrinsically, so mamela, it's like I'm doing it lishma.
Is it a shlamim or an ola?
It's an ola. So I'm not having anything in mind. So it has its own definition, and I'm just going with it. Okay, I'm not super analytical, because I am doing the maisa to this animal, right? But if you would say every woman was omedes for gerishin, there wouldn't be a comparison. So then it means a sofer can sit in his room, dream up names of people that he has no idea whether they exist or not. How is that considered writing it for this Leah and Yaakov? At least by the kudgem, at the end of the day, I'll say, yeah. But when he did the shechita, he actually did it to this thing. Right? And this thing demanded this shechita, so everything's good. But if you say every woman is just omedes for gerishin, that still is not going to make, like Jeremy was saying, I think, it's still not going to make this sofer writing this get for this woman. How is it going to bridge that gap? I still don't get that.
It'd be like saying like all animals start this get.
Yeah. No, it was the lishma is mitzdaref, this guy's writing to this woman. By the shechita, it's the actual maisa's mitzdaref. In other words, you always say you always need lishma. They're not saying you don't need lishma. They're saying stama is good enough. Stama accomplishes what lishma does. But by the kudshim, so I need to shech this animal needs a shechitas ola. So I can say, okay, if it is an ola, and I'm not ochre the name, it's automatically a shechitas ola. But if I say, this woman needs a get written for her, the logic just all starts breaking down. So therefore what? Therefore, if every woman needed a get, anyone who writes a get for any two names is automatically written for this particular woman, and what if I would give it to that woman? Then it would be written for her? How could it be written for everybody? Okay. And on top of that, take a look at the Tosis. Tosis asks a question. He says, what if a woman was in Zinsatachas Baila? Right? So then there's a chiyav to divorce her. Okay? Then she is omedes for gerishin. So why don't you say, if a woman is in Zinsatachas Baila, she is omedes for gerishin. So therefore, a stam get should be good for that woman. So Tosis gives an interesting answer. He says, no. He says, lavlis mikol mokom, lavlis garish beget ze omedes. Yeah, but that's the same thing you can ask even if every woman was omedes for gerishin. She would never be omedes for this get. So if you need omedes for this get, then even if every woman was omedes for gerishin, it wouldn't work. It just doesn't, it's difficult. Right? You hear that question, Matt? No, it's... Okay. So you have to throw one idea into the scrap heap. Right? You have to get rid of one idea. There's one idea that's messing everything up. I'm not saying removing it clears things up, but at least it opens up possibilities. And that is that lishma does not mean for this thing. Lishma does not mean for this thing.
Is that the idea you're getting rid of, or is that the idea that you're proposing to get rid of the other idea?
That's the idea I'm
getting...
Huh? That's the idea I'm getting rid of. You can't say lishma means for... You can't say lishma means I need a kavana when I do a maisa. Lishma, when I say something needs lishma, it cannot mean whilst you are doing it, right?
Right.
You must think this.
Because
then stama can't be lishma. Then the whole thing, nothing makes sense. Then nothing at all makes sense. If you say you need lishma, but stama is lishma, right away you should be able to know, even without all these problems, right away you should be able to know, I think, that lishma does not mean think this when you're doing it. If lishma means think this when you're doing it, then stama can't be thinking this when you're doing it. It can't be. So once you say stama is lishma, Because that's a chiddush. Maybe lishma does mean you have to think it. That's why the Gemara has to say stama is lishma. Stama is lishma. But that doesn't mean you need to think about it. So what does it mean? So then what is lishma? If lishma doesn't mean you need to think about it, what does it mean? Let me ask you a question. I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but it seems like an interesting question. Go to the tailor, right? Let's say you go to the tailor, and you say, I want you to make me a custom suit, right?
Oh, look, I have them right here.
Here are my dimensions. Here are my preferences. And I want you to do it for me. Custom. Right? He says, you're in luck. Guy just left exactly to your size and preferences, and he didn't want the suit I made for him. Would you complain? Would you complain? Say, but you weren't thinking of me when you were making it. I mean, the question is, what would thinking about him do? What would thinking about him do? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. But you're right. I mean, Jeremy's right. There is a case where the das is the essence, but that's when you don't care about the thing, really. You don't really care about the thing. You just want what it reveals, right? You want what it, how it shows. You want what it reveals about the relationship. All right. So let's think about the Zevach case for a minute. What are we looking for? What are you looking for? What do you need? What does it mean that you need lishma? What do you need lishma? What does it mean you need lishma? You need to do what? Okay. So you need to define the maisa that you're doing. You need to say, I'm doing shchitas ola. Right? I need to say, I'm doing a shchitas ola. Right? So, it's not just stama shchita, but it's a shchitas ola. So the Gemara says that what? That you don't need kavana, to make it a shchitas ola. As long as the karban, as long as the zevach is omed lishman. What does it mean? Is omed lishman?
It's nothing for me.
It's omed for, in other words, it's omed to receive the shame ola, which is produced at the end of the avoda. You know what I mean? It's omed for the processes that make it into an ola. That's what it's omed for. It's designated for that, and it's omed. There's a certain Seder Avoda will make it into. In other words, the Seder Avoda will make it into the Ola. It's not an Ola yet.
What is that final?
I mean, it has to be. It doesn't have. It's not an Ola on the Mizbech. It's not complete. It could still become puzzle. What?
So Das Bailam is Makdash it. It becomes like.
Das Bailam is Makdash it. Right. It gives it Kedushas Mizbech. But now it's omed for the processes that. That bring it into existence. So therefore what? Therefore the Gemara is saying, you don't need kavana to make it a shchitas ola, when from itself, it's omed for the shchitas ola. It's omed for the shchitas ola. It's omed for the shchitas ola. One second. It's omed for the shchitas ola. Its definition as the Kedushas Ola. The Kedushas Ola makes it... So therefore, what are we saying now? That what's the importance of Lishma? The importance of Lishma is not the sentiment that you have while you're performing the action, but it has to do with defining the action. Similar to like by a Sefer Torah. That's what I want to do after this Tosus. I want to do the Reb Chaim on on Ibud Lishma by a Sefer Torah. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So you need to do the Ibud Lishma, because otherwise you need to prepare the skins Lishma. The Shame Sefer Torah. Stama would be no good. But there you can see simply why. Why? Because there's no Ibud of a Sefer Torah at all. You understand? There's no Torah to talk about. So that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. When the Cheftza is existing, okay, when the Cheftza exists, and that itself defines the Maisa, then there's no need for Lishma. Then there's no need for Lishma. But if I just have a piece of rawhide, right? So what makes the Ibud, what makes this Ibud the process of making a Torah as opposed to any other process in the world? Then it's only going to be the Kavana I have. Because you only need the Kavana when the Maisa itself is not defined by another source, by the source of the Chefza. I'm not answering how it would work by the woman yet. I'm just trying to understand the basic idea of Yerav Lishma. So that's why Rav Chaim says you need that's why the Rambam says you need Ibud Lishma. The Gemara says Ibud Lishma. Because there's no Torah to talk about. There's no Torah to talk about. No difference. There's no difference. That would be like, for instance, by Zdevach it's the same. Because it's the animal, this animal has a definition of Ola. And that definition now makes it have a different kind of a Maisa Shechita. An Ola has a different kind of a Shechita, has a Shechita's Ola. So therefore, you don't need Kavana to define it as a Shechita's Ola. It is a Shechita's Ola. It would be like...
Is a Shechita's Ola because it will eventually become Ola?
Because it has the Kedushas Ola, right?
You have Stam
Das, but the carbon, it was designated as an Ola.
Oh, okay.
The Zevach was designated as an Ola, and it's already designated as an Ola. And now it just needs its Avoda. In other words, an Ola already is Koveya, its own Avoda. The fact that it's an Ola already is Koveya where its own Avoda is.
Your Maisa Shechita doesn't put it on the track of Ola.
That's correct. Your Maisa Shechita does not put it on the track of Ola. You just can't be Oker from its track. That's what Rashi's saying. You just can't be Oker from its track. It would be like, for instance, if I said, what's the difference between acupuncture and just sticking needles into a guy's body? Right? But, it's not Das.
Not Kavana.
It's the right spots. It's just the right spots. I don't care if the guy has the best intentions. If he's not hitting the spots, it's not acupuncture. I'm not giving any credence to acupuncture, by the way.
It's still acupuncture. I'm just using it as an example. Accidentally, put it into that spot.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the Maisa, it's called anything.
Your
anything like
open
that.
And the guy
I might not call
right
you an acupuncturist. But what's the difference between what's the difference between just a cut and something that's beneficial? It depends if it's in the right spot. It's the spot.
It's healed.
Stop. You can't go into a circle. I believe you'll descend into a circle if you take any other position. Because what does an acupuncturist know? He just knows the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the spot that he's looking for.
Right.
So whether you know or not, if that's the spot, then that would be the phenomenon of acupuncture. You're going to say that it's just the intention of doing acupuncture, but then you say, well, spots are irrelevant. Well, then what makes a guy an acupuncturist? Isn't it from somewhat circular? Anyway, you might not pay the guy. You might not say... but that's what will define it as whether it was a good procedure or not. Whether it was... Because according to the science of acupuncture... Just using that as a simple example. Certain spots are omade for these needles. Because it's a little harder to imagine a bypass just happening accidentally, but it'd be the same thing. It'd be the same thing, right? What makes it a surgery as opposed to a butchering? Yeah, if you cut it in the right spots, because it's the spot that demands the cut over here. So it's all made for that. That's what makes it a good surgery. So the definition of the Maisa comes from the thing itself. The definition of the Maisa comes from the thing itself. Oh, thanks a lot. The definition of the Maisa comes from the thing itself. Right? So that's what you're saying. If the thing itself has its own tsura that makes the Maisa, that gives a character to the Maisa, then you don't need Kavana and Lishma. Because Lishma is only to make the Maisa. Lishma is only to make the Maisa. I need a Shechitas Ola, so therefore I need to have the Maisa Shechitas Ola, which is not a generic Shechita. But if it itself is Koveya, If it itself is demanding it, now it's saying its neck is not a makom of shechita stam. This animal's neck is a makom of shechita zola. So the next shechita that comes to it naturally will be shechita zola, right? That's right. That's why stama is equal to lishma, because there's no din of lishma that you have to have kavana. You only need kavana when there's an open range of possibilities, like the ibud of a sefer Torah.
And then the kavana will define it.
So then you need kavana to define that I'm doing ibud of a Torah as opposed to ibud of whatever, right?
Ten flat.
Oh, because the chiddush that you don't have to have in mind. Lishma doesn't mean you have to be thinking something. Lishma means, yeah, but not because you need lishma. Not because you need lishma. Because you need the maisa ibud of a sefer Torah. And if you don't have anything in mind, why would this be called the ibud of a sefer Torah? There's nothing in it that's demanding that it become a sefer Torah. It could become anything. So why would you call that process the process of a Sefer Torah? You understand? But over here, it's designated as an Ola. The guy says, this is my Ola. He brings it and he gives it to the Kohen. Now it's Omed for the Hakravas Ola.
Why can't a guy go with the Yibud and say, this is my Yibud for Sefer Torah?
That's called Lishma already. Okay. That is Lishma. That would be Lishma.
Okay. I just...
The mitzvah lishma is still applicable because that's a din of the maisa of the oved. There are a lot of things going on in kashim. Just because the carbon is kosher doesn't mean that the mishares acted properly. The kohen is a mishares. He's a server. As a server, he should be doing things lishma.
He has a mitzvah
to do it. In terms of the carbon, it's no different. In terms of the carbon, it's no different. In terms of him as a gavra, it's different.
When I bring an animal, he knows it was designated.
Yes. Because the carbon, the zevach is designated before it gets to the kohen. It's designated because there's a baal who had to bring the carbon.
Right.
He designated it. Now he hands it off to the kohen, and the kohen has to process it in a crude manner of speaking. And the process is shechita, kabbalah, holocha, and zrika. That's the process. That's the maisa carbon. Right, there's a seder of the Maiser Karbonos, yeah. So the Shechita has to be a Maiser Lishma, but Lishma just means a Shechitas Ola. That's all Lishma means.
But it was done already, so there is no Maiser Lishma.
That's right. There is no Maiser that has to be Lishma. In other words, Maiser Lishma doesn't mean that you have to think about it. Maiser Lishma doesn't mean that, like the custom suit, the guy wants him to be thinking about him while he's making the suit. And that has nothing to do with it. Not Mila, not Morid. What I'm thinking about while you're doing it. In terms of the carbon. In terms of the coin, he should be. But in terms of the carbon, it doesn't affect. In terms of the carbon, all we want to know is, did the carbon get the right shechita? What shechita was it supposed to get? It was supposed to get the shechita zola. Did it get the shechita zola?
Conceptually,
it's just like the ibud of a sefer Torah is different than the ibud of a tent flap. It's not a different maisa, but conceptually it's ibud of a sefer Torah. That's shechitas kodshim. That's shechitas. Right. So if the guy had in mind that he's doing shechitas shlamim according to Rashi, that wouldn't be shechita zola. That would be oker, the shame. Now he would be doing a shechita shlam on an ola. That would be a problem. The suit is not a good example because it's confusing right now. I'm just wanted to highlight that kavana doesn't really do anything in terms of the product. The whole thing is, did you do the right actions? That's the only thing. Even when you want a custom suit, you don't want the guy to be thinking about you while he's doing it. That's not what you're looking for. You want these precise actions, right? Now, by kudjim and these things, it's not physical actions. There are halachically, even though the shechita is the same, it's considered a different maisa shechita. It can be the shechita zola, the shechita shlamim, the shechita psachim. It's a different maisa shechita, and And then it will, if it's not defined, it will normally be defined by whatever this zevach demands. But if you have the wrong das, then you can convert it. You can be ochre it. Okay? But if things are not omed for anything, then stama is nothing.
Then the kavanah is what's going to make
Then the kavanah is the only thing that's going to make it that kind of a maisa.
Right.
So ibud sefer Torah is only an ibud of a sefer Torah because, since there are a million things I could be doing this for, I have to be mechavein, what am I doing? But if the thing itself demanded it, that's why the Reb Chaim says it, according to the Rambam, the ksiv of the Torah doesn't have to be lishma. Because that's what a Torah is, this ksav. There's nothing else it could be. You understand? Sometimes the thing itself defines its own maisa. You understand? There's a lot more in that Reb Chaim, obviously, but... But it's an interesting thing. It's all in terms of maisa. It's not in terms of sentiment. Okay, but we still have to see how a woman and the get would work out.
Right.